Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about a situation where the Bet Din doesn't execute somebody directly, but they cause him to die indirectly. Mishnah says, Mishelaka Veshana. If somebody did a certain Avera that has the punishment of Karet and also Malkut, we say that every time that somebody did a Avera that is a Haive Keretot, that they're supposed to be put to death early and punished by Hashem, then they also get Malkut from the Bet Din. But if they got the Malkut, that sort of wipes away the Karet, and we understand it as a little bit of Teshuvah. But then what happened with this person? Veshana, they repeated it again. They did that Avera once more, they got Malkut for it, and we say that they're not Karet, but problem is, they did it a third time. On that third time where they did the Avera, we do not give them Malkut. We cannot make the assumption that they're really doing Teshuvah over here. And we say that they're now Behezkat Karet. They're now looked at as a status of somebody who's going to die early by Hashem. And it's not for us to put them to death, but we could sort of cause that early death to happen because this person is not making Teshuvah. They have sort of given up their right to live. And the Bet Din has the okay to make that person's death happen earlier. This is a halakha le Moshe Misinai. So that's if the third time, third strike, the person eventually has the following. Bet Din machnisino tolakipa. The Bet Din puts him in a small little cell and they give him a small amount of bread and a little bit of water, and that would cause his stomach to shrink. And they feed him barley bread sprouts, and it sort of enlarges itself after it's within the stomach, and it causes the stomach to get sick and causes the stomach to burst, and eventually the man will die. And that's what the Bet Din is allowed to do once this person keeps on repeating the Avera over and over again. Ha-horeg nefesh shelo be'edim. If somebody killed somebody and we don't have proper witnesses or testimony to say that the court should put him to death, but they're so sure that he did the Avera, they could guarantee that he did it, but the person got away on a technicality. And when you're dealing with murder, it's such a serious Avera that it causes such a damage to society if this person's going to go free. So what could the Bet Din do? Same thing. Machnisino to la kippah. They put him into the kippah, to a cell. Uma'achilino to lechem sar umayim lahatz. And they give him a little bit of bread to eat and a limited amount of water. And that would make his stomach shrink. And then just like the previous part of the Mishnah, they would give him barley bread. And that would cause his stomach to expand, burst. And eventually this person would die.